Let's go to California now, where hospitals are overflowing with COVID-19 patients as the post-holiday impacts are materializing. In Los Angeles County, over the past week, an average of more than 200 people were dying per day. So the extraordinary step of rationing care is now closer to becoming a reality. Dr. Arun Patel is overseeing the triage program for public hospitals in LA County. He joins us now. Dr. Patel, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So I know we're not there yet, Dr. Patel, but how close do you think LA County is to activating healthcare rationing at this point?
We're pretty close. We're struggling. We're definitely at higher census, have more patients in the hospitals than anyone can remember. And we're definitely deep into contingency care, not only for our hospitals, but for every hospital in the region. And so people are making space for additional ICU beds. They're putting beds in places in units or wards that they don't usually put them in. We've hired more nurses from outside. We've shifted nurses from some of our outpatient clinics to inpatient work. So we're at the point where we're stretching a lot, but we're not at the point of having to make those really awful decisions yet, and I hope we never get there.
In the past, Dr. Patel, we might have seen these kinds of measures in sort of an acute emergency. This seems more like a slow boil. So what would be the bar for actually reaching a crisis level?
When we get to the point where we have to actually make decisions about giving a resource to patient A or patient B because we simply don't have enough, you know, we may be talking about equipment like ventilators or dialysis machines or oxygen flow setups, or we could be talking about staff like nurses or respiratory therapists or, you know, in extreme cases, potentially doctors.
So are there other states or countries that have already had to do this that you can use as a guide?
There are certainly other countries and states that we think have been in similar positions. Certainly Italy. New York in the late spring looked like it was in a similar state. So we certainly learned some lessons from looking at what happened there and have tried to adjust and predict what may happen here.
I imagine that's helpful, but I mean, what can really prepare you for what can be potentially agonizing decisions? I mean, can you take us inside a hospital and describe who's going to actually be making these decisions about who gets life-saving care and who doesn't?
So we have groups of doctors that we refer to as triage officers. And so each hospital will have a triage officer that is on duty at any time. All of them have some background or training in medical ethics. And we also make sure that they have some training in implicit bias, which, of course, is something that people are very aware of these days. And we also do a lot of tabletop and sort of practice exercises with them so that we go through scenarios and say, what do you do next? What information do you need? So we kind of walk them through the scenario to get them to think about the question you just asked me, which is, how are you going to do this in real time?
Yeah, I mean, there's all those scenarios that you can game out, but I mean, how would you actually have that conversation, Dr. Patel? I mean, can you put yourself in the shoes of having to tell a patient or a patient's family, I'm sorry, but we're not going to continue to treat you, or we're not going to treat your mother?
This is a very, very difficult conversation, and I think one thing that it's really important to highlight here, Cal, is that we have the triage officers in part so we can separate the functions of caring for the patient and making hard decisions about care. So when a decision like this is made, we think that it's probably best for the patient's attending physician to have that conversation with them because they're the one that already has a relationship with them. We don't want someone sort of swooping in and delivering terrible news. We hope it's someone who already has a rapport with the patient or the family.
In the moment that we have left, Dr. Patel, what do you hope people living in other states will learn from the COVID-19 situation in Los Angeles?
That even though we have a vaccine, even though we have been doing this for almost a year now, we're not out of the woods. And so people still need to be mindful. They still need to wear their masks when they're around folks they don't live with. They still need to try to avoid contact with people they don't live with as much as they can. And they need to social distance as much as they can. We still have to work at this until enough people have been vaccinated, which will probably still take a few months before we can let our guard down.
Dr. Arun Patel is overseeing the triage program for public hospitals in Los Angeles County. Dr. Patel, thank you.
Thank you for having me.